Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tuesday, the 6th of February, and we have to say a very happy birthday to one of the great Indian fast bowlers, star of the 2007 T20 World Cup, and a friend of the show. He's actually a corridor cricket legend around these studios. Srisanth, thanks for joining us, and a very happy birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kate. Thank you. Really appreciate it. It's always nice to get good wishes from you and your team. Thank you.
Well, we love you around here. How are you celebrating your birthday today?
I'm just back. I was actually in Dubai for a couple of days for an event, and now I've just got back today morning to spend it with my family, mom, dad, and a few friends here. And yeah, that's about it. It's more of a family birthday for me this time, and giving some food and dress for all this. One of the orphanages which we are associated with. So I just got there and just finished that. So now I'm back in the house now.
Well, you're a fit guy, but remember, on the birthdays, calories don't count. That's the lesson. You can enjoy. you can enjoy yourself today. But while we've got you, we'd love to get your thoughts on the India England Test series. India having winning the second Test and getting back to 1-1.
Absolutely, it is always good. I mean, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Yes, the wickets on the first test weren't that great, as we all know what happens in India. But England played really well. And the second test, yeah, Rahul Bhai and his boys, a huge applause to Yashasvi, no matter what. You know, and Shubham Gill also, the way he came back, unbelievable. That it's an inspirational story for a lot of youngsters who's going to go and play for the country in future. So, when I saw the Under-19 World Cup, which is happening, and one of those youngsters were telling, yes, I look up to Gill, and, it's nice when someone is, not really scoring runs and come back and score big for your own team. So it inspires a lot of youngsters too.
There was a lot of talk about Bazball coming into this series. Is Bazball real, or is this just a lot of hype coming out of the UK?
I think it's a lot of hype. I think the way we saw what happened with the first test as well as in the second test, I think Indians were literally using those techniques rather than the English. Thanks to English for introducing it. But I think who is sticking by the baseball is, I think, Indian cricket team.
And away from cricket, you've made a lot of accomplishments, Srisanth. Any more Bollywood films? Any more acting work coming up in the foreseeable future?
I'm actually, in fact, more into the broadcasting part now and doing commentary. I'm doing the World Cup and IPL. And there is a Tamil movie which I'm shooting right now. Should be on floors by October, November, because the dates are getting mixed with the game. So obviously, I will prefer the game first, cricket. And I'm playing a few leagues. From the 23rd of this month, I'm playing a league in Legends League, which is happening in India. Then we are playing in Lanka, which is a 90-ball tournament from the 7th of March. So, yeah, lots in the cards. Even though you're retired, you just keep getting these opportunities from all these big leagues. So I'm grateful.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to obviously stay fit and stay connected to the game and have a good time with some former teammates. And you are doing a great performance. We see you on the TV doing all the broadcast. You're coming into this year's IPL and also the T20 tournament. How do you think it's going to go in America? How do you think the crowds will turn out in New York City for Team India?
It will be brilliant. I think I was fortunate to play a tournament called US T10 last year. And the crowd turns up, and you know, wherever we go, you find that Indian fans as well as in West Indies. You know, the Caribbeans are huge cricket fans. Edison, they love the sport. They love that enjoyment. Even in 2007 World Cup, if you remember, there were a lot of even though when Indian team was out of the tournament, still there was enough crowd support to each and everybody. So it's going to be exciting, and especially with US. US people are really looking forward, because if you look at the Australian youngsters, New Zealand, there are a lot of youngsters who's actually, moved to US to represent the US country. And we all know 2028 is going to be Olympics, and cricket is just growing each and every single day. So it's going to be exciting, and I'm very confident it's going to be a successful World Cup. Whoever wins it, I just keep my fingers crossed that it's a T20 World Cup, and I was a part of the first World Cup which we won. It will be great if India can lift the World Cup once again in US.
Well, we know how much it means to you. Last time we were in the studio, we played you the audio of the wickets of Hayden and Gilchrist, and just by the sound of it, you could tell which was which.
God's been kind. I mean, I always enjoyed playing against the legends, because at the end of the day, Australians, we all know Aussie. I'm from the MRF Pace Academy, MRF Pace Foundation, where Dennis Lilly, the legend of Australian cricket, taught me the basics. Then I was with Greg Chappell, then I was playing for the country. So a lot of Aussies have really helped me, when it comes to the game. So it was fun. It was nice to play against the best team in the world and defeat them in a semifinal and enter the finals and then defeat the Pakistan team. Oh, man, it was like icing in the cake. Thank God, and thanks to all the Indian fans who great for us.
Yeah, it was amazing performance in South Africa in 07. But just before we go, we know that you love fast bowlers. This year's World Cup, co-hosted by the USA and the West Indies. Did you see any of the performance of Shamar Joseph, this new West Indian fast bowler?
Yes, I was. I was watching. I love Test cricket, so I respect him to the next level, and he's inspired. We were just talking about Gill and ISSC Jaiswal, but we know, especially with West Indies cricket, this is one of the best things that could happen, defeating the world champ Australia at home with one single individual performance, and that too having literally a crushed toe. He himself said after the match that he might not have even come to the ground, but that's what the West Indies cricket is all about. And we saw Vivian Richards, Sir Brian Lara, to the legends celebrating it. Everybody across the globe loves West Indies cricket, and it's nice to see West Indies cricket coming back in light. But yeah, we did see three one-day matches which they lost. But I'm very confident the way that they have a great T20 side, and a bowler like him being on the side is going to inspire a lot of youngsters as well. Even the West Indies under-19 team was doing well in the under-19 World Cup. So it's good to see West Indies cricket back on field.
Well, Srisanth, you've been more than generous with your time on this, your birthday. Hopefully you have a great time with your family, and hopefully we'll see you back again in Dubai soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And lots of love and everybody at the studio, and special regards to everybody in Dubai and across the globe who is going to listen to this podcast in future. So thank you very much to the NBA team in your
office. Srisanth, thank you so much. So there he is, the star, the Indian Test star, 27 Test matches, but the star of the World Cup, T20 World Cup in South Africa in 2007. Srisanth, we wish him a very, very happy birthday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.